Hello and welcome to Sunday Afternoon Baseball. I'm Dave Barkley.
I'm Paul Frank, and this is Sunday Afternoon Baseball. Oh, wow. Sorry.
Whoa. Right off what is it, Paul Frank?
Something just jarred me a little bit. We try to start this right when the game starts, so, like, the credits are rolling, and then they just showed, like, the first thing they showed was Ricky Romero beating the shit out of the dugout.
Oh, yeah.
And already I was like, oh, it's on? It's on. It's on yeah. already.
Ricky Romero pitched, got tossed, and got angry. Well, yeah, I saw that yesterday, and I'm a little bit worried about Ricky Romero now.
He might have broken both of his hands.
Yeah. The Jays seem to be in a competition to see who can be the angriest.
Yeah, at first I was like, man, that's grit.
Yeah.
You gotta respect that. And now, like, Ricky just gets madder and madder after every start, no matter what. And, like...
yeah, Kyle Drabeck, like, does the same thing.
Yeah.
He's been here.
And it's one thing, like, when Roy Halladay did it, because he's a perfectionist. But, I mean, Ricky Romero is not Roy Halladay.
No.
So,
scientifically,
like,
proven.
You know... Him to freak out every time he does something bad just kind of leads me to believe that he's out of control.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I just worry that...
Where does this lead? what happens next?
Yeah. Like, I'm glad that they're intense and all, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Damn, keep a level head on your shoulders. Yeah, Look at JoJo Reyes, who is starting today.
That's right.
Hadn't won a game in 28 games.
In 28 years.
In 28 years. And he won his first game last start.
Yeah.
Steve and I happened to be at that game.
I was watching at home and texting you guys, I had important things to do.
Yeah, I'm a very busy man. And then JoJo just kind of takes it in stride, you know?
Yeah.
But that being said, maybe it is good that Ricky Romero gets mad.
Maybe that just proves more anger, more wins.
Yeah. So, Dave's dad might drop by today.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty excited about.
Podcast celebrity Bob Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
From the story of our Detroit trip. Might stop by.
To the story of Dave being born.
Yes. Which I think got cut. Being too explicit.
Way too graphic.
They didn't have a warning on iTunes. Warning enough for that story.
Warning. Graphic descriptions of placenta.
You know how I work at Organic Foods Depot.
I don't like where this is going.
Apparently someone who works for Real Food for Real Kids keeps their placenta in the freezer.
That's too bad.
Yeah, and someone found it one day.
Like, their birth placenta?
Yes. Well, their child's... The birth of their child's placenta.
Oh, that's okay then.
Yeah.
That was like their original placenta skin.
Yeah.
Stem cell use or what?
30 to 40 years ago. I don't know. I don't know what...
Are they hoarding stem cells?
We decided it was like keeping... sorry. That's a great bit. Someone bought a Vote Jose button from a vending machine.
In Baltimore, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, Jose Bautista leading the
all
votes.
Of baseball, yeah. 1.2 million votes.
That's great. I think that's a great indicator that American baseball fans know their shit.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, people are always worried that they don't pay attention to us, and if we get
it. Yeah, but if we do something great, like produce a Jose Bautista,
yeah,
they'll give it to us.
Yeah. So stop whining, Canadians.
They haven't been able to vote for pitchers, so they couldn't give props to Roy Halladay all those years. So.
That's right.
Yeah, and they voted in Delgado.
That was the last 2000s.
Yeah,
in, right.
So they vote.
Yeah.
They just, I mean,
there was like 18 All-Stars on the Blue Jays on the All-Star team back in the World Series years.
I guess it's kind of like, yeah, that's true. I guess it's kind of like how it works here. Like, personally, I vote for all Jays.
Yeah.
On the American League side of things. And then I vote for players I like that are doing well in the National League. Mm-hmm. So they probably do that too. So we probably got a lot of National League ballpark fans picking Bautista because they feel like
him on the leaderboard.
They feel like, oh yeah, that guy. I want to see that guy there. Whereas I don't think a lot of people in probably.
1.2 million Pirates fans
can't be wrong.
Here's the scouting report for Jeremy Gutherson. No Jays fan means that he doesn't strike out very many Blue Jays.
He's also slip sliding, which means he owns a crocodile mile in his backyard.
Long ball fan means he needs a fan to fan his long, weird-shaped balls.
That's right. A lot of pitchers have oddly shaped testicles, which really lends itself to their arm strength.
His look like two giant fleshy zucchinis, which is really weird and off-putting.
I felt them, and it's not as hard as you would imagine.
They're really soft, and they feel like they're full of rice.
It made me want to eat some zucchinis and burritos.
In a weird way, I envy him.
That was the prolonged scouting report of Jeremy Guthrie. That was a quick scouting report.
Yeah, right.
Right out of the gate there.
After four pitches.
That's why people improvise, like the Second City.
Yeah. Which, we should be in that.
Which we're going to do next week.
Yeah.
On the 12th.
Yeah. Mm. Are you coming to that afterward?
No.
Or are you going to sleep?
No, I'm going to take it easy one way or another. My my friend Paul Piggin is seeking the nomination for the Ontario NDP in this riding of Davenport.
Right, where we're sitting now.
It's it's a contested nomination, and he's a really great candidate and a good friend of mine. And y'all should vote for him if you're an NDP member living in Davenport. Okay, like so quick hot dog bet recap. We decided before the game started, our hot dog bet was who will have more home runs by next podcast, Aaron Hill or Edwin Encarnacion, because they both hit their first during last week's podcast. Neither one of them had a follow-up ding-dong this week, so we decided to extend it to today because technically this is still by next podcast.
Yeah.
So,
Steve
and it
had to agree to it because he is the recipient of two half hot dogs.
Yeah.
If neither gets a home run.
If neither comes through. There we go. Yeah! Yes. Aaron Hill cashes Bautista. Lind goes first to third.
Lind goes great. Oh, but, oh, run home, Lind. So Hill is out.
Yeah. But we got a run.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Hill looked pretty sheepish there.
I'm not really sure why. Maybe they assumed that the throw was going to third and that Hill could take second on it.
Yeah.
But turns out the Orioles aren't as stupid as everybody says they are.
Yeah. No hitter alert. For JoJo Reyes.
Dave. You just wanted to break up that no-hitter tension.
Yeah. Which I constantly feel.
Yeah. JoJo Reyes has not thrown a pitch yet and not allowed a hit.
Congratulations, JoJo.
JoJo's got a no-no going with zero innings pitched.
Yeah. He's setting personal milestones all over the place. Ooh.
What was that?
Hey, Dino.
There goes that no-hitter.
Dave.
My fault, guys.
Here's the scouting report. For JoJo Reyes, he's a big hit with the hitters, which means that he likes to put hats on the hitters.
He also has gone through a tough road, which means he always chooses the gravel road on his way to the ballpark, sometimes ending up in the ditch.
It should also be noted that he's well supported, which means he just got a new brassiere for his boobs.
Yeah, he just went to that nice bra store. Bras for bros.
He walked into the bra store and he said, I need something to hold my tits.
He said, give me the biggest one you have.
Eek, teacups, please.
Not even that busty a guy.
I know. That was like, the scouting report.
Give me the Bartolo Colon special.
I'm here to feel Bartolo Colon's tits. I'm here to titty fuck Bartolo Colon.
Man, that was over fast. There's not even an out yet. We've only been through three outs, and both scouting reports are done.
I know. They really jumped on those this week.
Yeah.
Saves us from waiting around till the fifth before they're like, oh, we forgot to do it!
Because there's a fire in the broadcast booth!
Oh, my pants are on fire right now!
I spilled coffee all over the scouting report! So I had to get Tabler to dry it off!
I was eating 28 hot dogs and now they're all over the place!
I don't know which one of these files are hot dogs, and which one's the scouting report.
I'm choking on relish, but I'm such a good broadcaster that you don't notice.
I'm allergic to relish, but I eat it anyway.
That what gives you your orange tinge of skin.
That's why I'm so bright orange.
Relish, when it gets into the body, transforms into orange molecules, which come out in the skin and the mouth.
Oh, oh, wow.
What a snatch!
Steve's thinking it. Steve's thinking, that's what I say every time I see a vagina.
This is why we have an explicit rating on our podcast.
That's right. You pretend you live in a world without vaginas, this podcast will
just feel sorry for you.
Denude you of your illusions.
Okay. So, hot dog bet recap. The hot dog bet is, as we mentioned, still, it's still live.
It's in the balance.
It can be won or lost today, or Steve could get his two half-eaten hot dogs.
Yeah.
Steve,
every
sure
time Hill and Iron Kanashin are coming up to the plate, will cheer against them, because
yeah,
he loves hot dogs that much.
is it, maybe I should propose what the hot dog bet is this week?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, Adam Lind is back, everybody.
Hooray.
Woo.
Welcome back, Adam Lind. So now we have our 1-2 punch of the Bautista Lind Ding Dong Duo. They're back. So I'm proposing an over-under. How many combined home runs will Bautista and Lind hit by next podcast?
And I'm predicting you, the number you've selected is 100.
No, 5.5.
5.5, okay. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, and you get, no, oh wait, who gets to choose first?
Well, see, we don't really know who won the hot dog bet yet.
Right.
I lost the last hot dog.
I would say Steve.
I say we flip a
favorite
coin.
Flip a coin?
Flip a coin. Steve will allow it.
Paul just grabbed his wallet. Just filled with cash.
Filled with big money.
Filled with hot dogs.
Yeah. Filled with podcast profits.
Yeah. Okay. Dave, call it.
Heads.
Tails.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to say over.
I thought you would. All right.
Yeah.
I'll go with under.
All righty.
That's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I mean, a couple home runs each a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they hit, so basically 5.5, if they hit 6, I win, if they hit 5 or fewer.
I think I have the advantage.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why do you think so?
3 home runs in a week is a lot, even for, like...
Even for Bao?
Bao. So for both of them to get that?
Yeah, but when he's rolling, he's rolling.
Yeah. He's not really rolling right now, though.
Not really. But that's the thing about Bautista. He gets rolling again in a hurry.
Yeah. You never know when his rolling will start.
Yeah.
He's like a shopping cart perched on the top of a hill. It looks pretty inert. But just one subtle shift in the energies. You just put one more case of root beer on that shopping cart. I'm not saying this is from experience. but you might end up with a shopping cart in the middle of a river and root beer cans floating down the Credit River.
That happened to you, didn't it, Dave?
I said this is not from experience.
So we have a lot of home runs to root for today.
Yeah.
We got Bautista and Lind to get their ding-dong pageant on.
You're pretty much hoping three people will get home runs. I'm hoping one person will.
Yeah.
And Edwin is looking at his winciest right now. He doesn't really look like he has a ding ear in him.
Well, for anyone for the Jays to start getting rolling with home runs, Guthrie is a pretty good person.
Whoa! Oh, that's a nice fair ball!
That counts. I win.
I win. Second inning. Game over. Double. Next closest.
Encarnacion got a double down the line, which I have declared a home run.
Look at this, is going.
I didn't catch it, but he thought maybe he did. You stupid idiot, Nolan Reimold.
Reimold.
Judge Reinhold.
Steve's nickname for Nolan Reimold is Judge Reinhold.
Star of the Beverly Hills Cop movies.
Yeah, and what's that movie? Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes, he was in that.
Wasn't he in Judge Dredd?
No.
He was in Arrested Development.
Come on, man.
That's an awesome.
Edwin Encarnacion just was relaxing on second base.
Come on, did you guys? It's hot out here, bro. Yeah.
He looked like he'd been out there for 8 days.
Marooned at second.
Yeah. This is a segment called Frequent Mistakes by Customers Calling for Orioles Tickets in Baltimore.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is not my segment.
Okay,
so
great.
We didn't write the same segment again for the ninth straight week.
Playing with fire every week. We write the exact same segment and jokes. Okay, so mistake number one. Instead of asking for Orioles tickets, they ask for Oreos tickets.
That is eerily similar to one of my jokes, actually.
Yeah, like they think they're getting cookies.
I gotcha.
Steve, you got that?
Yeah.
They think they're buying cookies.
Yeah, or tickets to a venue where cookies are sold.
Yeah, like a cookie fair where you could walk around tasting cookies. Oh, that sounds good. Let's go to a cookie fair, you guys.
Let's start it up if it doesn't exist already.
Yeah. Come to the Paul and Dave and Steve cookie fair. Please bring your own cookies. Another frequent mistake. They ask for tickets to the O'Royals, the all-Irish segregated Kansas City team.
May I have a ticket? One ticket to the O'Royals.
A lot of people don't know that there's a segregated Irish league.
Yeah.
But it exists.
Still to this day.
The O'Royals, the O'Blue Jays, the
O'Orioles,
the McIndians, the Blarg Yankees.
The Blarney Yankees.
The Boston Blarney Stone Red Sox.
The Sham Sox.
Yeah, actually it's just the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, yeah. They are fond of pointing out how Irish they are.
Yeah. The Dustin Pedroias.
The Carl Crawfords.
He's as Irish as they come.
That was my joke, Dave.
Told you to shut your mouth. You had a joke written about how Irish Carl Crawford was.
It's right here.
Notebook, don't lie.
It's right here, see?
Too fast for me to see. Alright, here's number three. Frequent mistakes by customers calling for Oriole tickets. They ask for the Areolas, which is an all-nude baseball team. You can see their areolas. You can see the pinky part of their nipples.
I don't want to make too many generalizations here, but based on these accounts, Orioles fans sure sound stupid.
Well, you know, they do. They do keep on coming out to the ballpark.
That's true.
Which you could say of us as well, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That we're stupid, but we keep going to the games.
Yeah. And, okay. Another frequent mistake is Orioles fans call asking for tickets to the Baltimore Aquarium to see the Aqua Orioles. Which are like Orioles, but they live in the sea.
Like orange and black fish.
Yeah.
With feathers.
Yeah, like penguins.
Oh, cool.
Those are fish with feathers.
Yeah, just like penguins. I forgot about penguins.
Yeah, the only fish with feathers.
The only egg-laying fish with feathers.
Yeah, the only fish that most scientists classify as birds.
Yeah, but if they're birds, what are they doing in the water?
Yep. Irrefutable. Okay.
Do you have more?
I have one more.
Cool.
Another frequent mistake
mm-hmm.
is Boog Powell calling to try and get a ticket for a seat between the mound and first base. With a conveyor belt from his barbecue hut to his seat. And a tinier conveyor belt for money to go back to the hut that he uses to pay himself for his own barbecue.
That just got real convoluted.
Yeah. Conveyor belt eluded.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, Boog Powell runs a hell of a barbecue stand out there in right field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
He did not make that look easy.
Yeah.
Aaron Hill almost lost a ball in the sun.
He had to orient it so he could hug Bautista after he caught it to make it look natural.
He tries to sneak a hug in whenever possible. Yeah, so we obviously we went to Baltimore.
Obviously.
Obviously. You've never been, everyone at home?
You idiots.
You idiots don't know what you're missing. So we got some barbecue at Boog's barbecue.
Palace.
And Boog Powell was there doing photos with everyone.
And he's awesome.
He's a great guy. We got our pictures taken with him.
Mm-hmm. If you're a semi-baseball fan, Boog Powell is a former MVP winner for the Orioles.
Yeah. And he runs a barbecue stand out in right field now at Camden Yards. So Dave and I got our picture taken with Boog Powell. And we asked if it made Boog Powell a little more comfortable, if he was willing to give us the thumbs down in the picture, because we were wearing Jay's clothes and everything. And Boog was like, "Oh, no, I like you Toronto kids. You're all right. It's them New York kids I got a real problem with." And then I said something to the effect of, "Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Orioles fans, Jay's fans, we're both kind of in the same boat." And then Boog's response to that was, "Yeah, trying to make chicken salad out of chicken shit." Which I thought was awesome. But
We decided not to offer the chicken salad from Boog's barbecue.
Yeah, we laid off the chicken salad. Boog Powell also, he shared a wealth of information. This is leading into my segment.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. That's not the only thing he said to us. I'm not sure if Dave remembers all of these.
We had a long chat.
Here are five other things.
I think, after the first thing we said to him, the adrenaline rose up in my brain and eliminated memories.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many of these things Dave remembers, but here are five things that Boog Powell told us when Dave and I had our picture taken with him.
Great.
Okay. Should I do it in Boog Powell's voice?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Steve, I don't know how many of these you would have heard because you were back a fair distance taking the picture.
Yeah.
But some of these might jog your memory.
This picture is available on the internet.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, we should put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Just to prove that this really happened. Okay. Number one. "You know, the first 4 years I played here, I thought they were called the Baltimore Orioles."
Oh, that's a great joke, Paul.
Thanks, Dave.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Two men.
two grown men would use that incredibly weak pun. So we did. We came up with the same basic joke.
Yeah. You think okay. Boog Powell ate a lot of Oreos in those first 4 years in solidarity?
I think so. I think he showed up with cookie crumbs all over his face.
All over his uniform.
Number two.
You boys see that Roberts kid at second base? Well, that's my son. And I don't really tell a lot of people that because he's mighty stupid.
That's Brian Roberts.
Yeah. Who's injured again.
Yeah, because he's stupid.
Yeah. He's constantly walking into doorknobs.
Oh, number three was a real goldmine for us. Here's number three. The secret ingredient in my famous barbecue chicken sandwich is chicken, bread, and sauce. Oh, and bread.
There was a lot of bread.
I forgot bread is in there, too. Okay, number four. This voice is giving me the giggles. Taking me back.
Yeah.
Number four. Legend has it that there warehouse is haunted by the ghost of Vladimir Guerrero.
That was even before Guerrero was on the Orioles.
I know. That's the weird thing.
Yeah. I think that serves the Boog Powell can see into the future and also the other world.
Yep. Okay. So number five, and this is a real nugget, a real kernel of truth.
Boys, most people will win an American League MVP award at some point in their life. But making a good chicken sandwich, now that's something you can't teach.
And those are five things. Do you remember any of those, Dave?
No, but...
but you, as you said...
They seem like things he would say.
Yeah, you blacked out for most of that.
Yeah. In a condition known as fan glee.
Yeah. Dave was busy trying not to throw up his chicken salad.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that Baltimore trip.
Yeah, that was a great trip. Steve scored us an amazing suite off hotwire.com. It was like, yeah, we ended up paying $60. Like, that was the price of it. And it was a friggin' like penthouse suite in this awesome hotel in Baltimore that Steve just was like, let's get this one. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I forgot cool. about that.
Yeah. And
we played catch on the top of Federal Hill.
Yep.
Which is, I feel like a man-made hill in Baltimore overlooking the harbor.
It was probably a garbage dump before or something.
Yeah. We're probably playing catch on a mound of garbage.
We're probably playing catch on the bodies of dead hobos.
Yeah. And I think there was only a couple of times where I missed the ball and it went all the way down the hill to the bottom.
Oh, it's such a big hill.
Yeah. Which is pretty much how I play baseball.
Yeah. Oh!
Maybe single. Oh, but a run.
Long single for Lind.
Yeah.
But it drove
he's on
run.
Fire.
Yeah, he's picking up right where he left off.
His back feels great.
Yeah.
I think this is a commercial for Jim Lang and Greg Brady, who are like the morning guys on the Fan 590.
Yeah.
But I feel they either look exactly the same or they don't really show the face of one of them properly.
Yeah, they're showing a lot of Lang.
Yeah.
No, these are twins. These are twins.
These are twins. They do look very similar.
Yeah, that's... They're twins.
I listen to them every morning when I'm doing my job.
Do they sound similar?
They do. I can't tell who's talking.
Yeah.
But they also both get like kind of fake outraged about things a lot.
Yeah.
And they always end their rants with, "I can't believe this!" You know?
Yeah. That's kind of that's a real sports or a Fan 590 thing.
Yeah.
Like just getting pissed off all the time.
They had an argument the other day over whether Josh Hamilton is a good person or not because he was a crack addict.
What is that? If he's a good person right now because he was a crack addict.
Yeah.
And now he devotes his life to not making children be crack addicts.
They didn't bring that up. Well, how...
They sound like they really explored this.
Well, they were talking about, did they think Jose Bautista would be getting more votes than Josh Hamilton if Josh Hamilton didn't used to be a crack addict?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
How is that?
I yelled at my radio. And then, yeah, Bautista, like one of them was the smart one.
That's baseball right now.
Yeah. Because they were talking about the debate of, like, we can't believe Bautista's leading the votes. We thought Americans were dumb. And so that led to them being like, oh, but Josh Hamilton is very popular. And one of them was like, he'd probably be more popular if he didn't sell his mother's engagement ring while he was a crack addict.
One of the great components to the Josh Hamilton story is that he fell from grace and brought himself all the way back up. That's why people love him so much. Is because he totally turned it around. At that
point. And, yeah, which is what I think, and you think, and Steve thinks, and the world thinks. But one of them, which I think was Jim Lang, but I'm not 100% sure, was like, you can never trust a crack addict. I mean, if he was applying for a job here, we'd be kind of like, oh, he used to be a crack addict, and we don't know if we can trust you.
That's like, ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm like, why am I listening to this retard speak? Sorry for using that term. But that was dumb.
Yeah.
And they had a long argument. And he, yeah, the one who was like anti-crack addicts.
Which was probably Jim Lang.
Probably Jim Lang was like, you don't want to go down this road. He literally said that. And Greg Brady was like, oh, come on! Which was my response.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, and it didn't even end with Greg Brady winning the argument. A lot of people called and were like, yeah, I knew a crack addict once. You couldn't trust him.
Anyway, what I was saying before is, the thing I found about Baltimore was, more so than any of the other parks that we visited together, there were less Jays fans hanging around, I felt.
Yeah.
Like, they were more surprised to see Canadians at the ballpark than, say, at Yankee Stadium or Fenway, and especially Detroit.
Which is funny because it doesn't seem like it geographically, but it's actually the same distance to drive pretty much for Boston, New York, and Baltimore.
Yeah.
Like, 8 hours pretty
well,
much.
Well, it's a little bit farther to Baltimore.
Like, no, it's not. It's actually a little bit farther to Boston, I think.
Is
yeah,
it?
Boston is the furthest, yeah.
Yeah, but Boston kind of is pretty close to Canada, though.
Yeah, but I think Baltimore is an underrated road
destination.
Trip.
Yeah, oh man. Yeah. If you are looking for a baseball road trip to go on, Baltimore is a good time.
Yeah.
Just stay out of the slums.
Oh, yeah.
Although we would like to, I would at least like to give a, what's it called when you like something and support us?
Shout out?
A shout out to the Blacks and Wax Museum in Baltimore.
Oh yeah, that's, we decided to go to the Blacks and Wax Museum. It was called the Great Blacks and Wax Museum, which is, I think, the only thing in that neighborhood.
Yeah, that like is open.
Yeah, and not a gutted
not a,
building.
Not a boarded up.
Yeah.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, they had like a slave ship.
Well, that was a really graphic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very graphic museum.
Mm-hmm.
And the Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Yeah.
With the
like modern black people like engaging in violence and drug addiction.
Yeah.
The point of which was to be like,
we've come so far and I don't screw this up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a good message.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, they told it was very graphic wax statues. Yeah.
And then they had Obama wax.
Yeah. Barack Obama.
They had Barack Obama with an alien popping out of his chest.
Under other things that could go wrong for black people.
Chest poster.
I think Escobar is like,
maybe one of the people I'd most like to see in this situation.
Two outs. Yeah. Two men on. 2-2. Yeah.
Like, he's patient. And this ball is gone!
Yes! Now, got
Miss June.
Three-run diggity-dong.
Miss June. Long ball.
All the Jays are hitting each other in the dugout.
There's a big fist fight. Something's gone horribly wrong in the dugout. Ricky Romero just started throwing punches.
All right. And Edwin scored a run.
Miss June just thanked the Virgin Mary.
Oh, that's great. I love Junel Escobar.
Yeah. He's hitting a lot of home runs this year.
He got a big home run in Camden Yards last year, like...
Yeah, yeah, Grand Slam. One of
his very first games with us.
It was Grand Slam.
I think it was like a three-run homer, but better somehow.
Yeah, it was one more.
I can't...
A four-run homer.
Think of a name for it.
They actually have a name for it.
I'm going to call it Super Home Run.
I'm going to call it Maximum Home Run Potential. Yeah.
A four-bag special.
Who knows? Steve will have to look that up for us. Yeah, he has seven ding-dongs now. Juno.
He's an amazing man.
Yeah.
Vote him the president of Venezuela.
He's Cuban.
I know. It's very unlikely, but he can do it.
I don't know if he can.
He's next in line after all the Castro brothers die.
After all 25 Castro brothers
Is the second Castro still in charge in Cuba?
Oh, man.
Ramon Castro?
Who even...
No, wait. I think that's the Chicago White Sox backup catcher.
Yeah.
He might be Sterling Castro. Who's
Sterling. Wait. So who is the...
All-star to be Sterling Castro.
Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
Was the... Original Castro.
That was a big... Yeah, he was a big deal.
What's his brother's name? Raul?
Yeah, I think so.
Yunel?
Yunel?
Jose?
Jose?
How many Spanish names do we know?
Five. All right, J.J. Hardy has been doing well against us.
I remember hearing back a few years ago that J.P. Ricciardi wanted to bring Hardy here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't have been a good idea.
Why not?
I don't know. He's okay.
He's decent.
I feel like everything J.P. Ricciardi wants to do is stupid.
He brought Jose Bautista here.
Yeah. I heard, and it might have been made up, that was all Alex Anthopoulos' idea.
Yeah, I heard that too. But, yeah. I mean, still.
You could see that being a rumor someone would make up, though.
Yeah,
just to take away all redeeming qualities from the previous GM who wasn't very popular.
Yeah.
Like, well, he did bring Bautista here. He recognized something. He was like, yeah, but...
Yeah, but...
But what about...
Alex.
Alex probably like, thought a bit smart because he's a lot smarter.
My hands fell off.
My hands fell off.
Yeah. He's so dumb he can't keep his hands on his wrists.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my skin is all come off.
You know, J.P. Ricciardi did draft some pretty good players like Adam Lind and...
No.
J.P. Aaron Sebia. And,
yeah, but... That was Alex Anthopoulos.
That was Anthopoulos. If it wasn't, my skin wouldn't be off right now.
Oh, my nose fell into my cereal and then I ate it. I ate my nose, guys. I thought it was a banana nut Cheerio.
Too many stupid bands with leprosy intro.
This podcast is taking a strange turn this week.
Yeah.
Oh, doctor.
Yes!
Adam Lind just homered.
Oh, man.
So glad to have him back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is great. That's his eighth of the year.
And wow. He's 3 for 3 today.
That's nuts.
Man,
what a guy.
What a great man. Who do you guys have questions ready for my dad?
Oh, yeah?
I have 2 ready.
Oh. I should get some questions ready for Bob. Name your favorite of your children. that's one I got for.
My dad's a pretty canny politician.
Yeah.
I think he'll go for the one that's in the room.
Yeah. Dave! Do they have to be questions about baseball or questions about Bob Barkley?
Anything you're curious about.
Well, I'm curious about so much.
Yeah, this should be a good thing then.
Okay. Keep talking, Dave. I'm going to come up with some questions for Bob.
Oh, we were talking about commercials earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know, maybe we've talked about this before, but you know the BMO commercial? Where the kid has like a huge tub of popcorn and a big drink, and her mom is with her, and she's like, "Can I have ice cream?"
Yes.
Yeah.
Stupid kid.
Yeah. And then they're like, instead of the mom being like, "No, you can't have popcorn and ice cream, you fat little kid," they go into BMO world where the financial advisor explains how they can afford all the treats they want at the movie theater.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I don't think that's a good message.
No.
That's a stupid commercial.
It is a stupid commercial.
Taped at the Bloor Cinema, though, which is great.
That's gotta be your dad.
We're a very persistent pizza man who has the wrong head.
Pizza, hurry up, I'm being chased by bees.
He brought snacks and beers.
What? Off the hook.
Welcome.
You've got snacks and beers.
Wasn't that supposed to?
Yeah, we're running out.
You were running out of beer? So there's
men. Hey, Bob. In here. There's lots of men in here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Chips, beer?
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, this is
want
great.
Want a beer?
Sure. You guys want a beer?
I'll take a brew.
Sure.
A little hair of the dog.
Little hair on the dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the show right now, a very special guest. Please join me in welcoming Bob Barkley to the podcast. I'm assuming you're joining me at home.
Do I clap for myself?
You, of course you do. Of course you do. Go ahead. So, Bob, you're a retired man now.
Yes.
I guess
retired for 2 years.
2 years, yeah. I don't know if we've really talked about this, just like you and me, like bro to bro, one on one.
I thought you were going to ask me about Dave's baseball career.
Oh yeah, I'm getting to that.
Yeah. We have lots of questions about that.
so, you remember it, Dave?
Yeah.
Aside from the time where you drove Dave's cell phone and keys back to work.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to thank you in person for that.
Thank you so much for saving
my trip. Oh, I got a shirt out of the deal.
Yeah.
I was going to wear
it, your shirt?
I wore it today at the gym.
Thanks, Dave.
So it was a little sweaty, so I didn't want to wear it.
Did everyone like it at the gym?
Yeah, they thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Like, you've been to Detroit.
Yeah. You've seen some things.
They said, did you go to the Windsor Ballet? But...
It's automatic, like slow's barbecue. This man's been to a Windsor Ballet.
Who hasn't?
Is there a Windsor Ballet?
Yep.
Oh, did you go when you lived in Windsor?
No. It's only riffraff. Go to the ballet, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a rough crowd.
Too snooty for the ballet.
That's right. It's not like the Canadian Ballet Company.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I think so.
I think Windsor's not the cosmopolitan mecca I thought it was.
Yeah, I forget what my question was.
Oh, yeah. So that went okay? Did you just leave him on the counter?
Yeah, no, I saw a guy.
Did you talk to someone?
I saw a guy. What was his... Was it Steve or...
Paul?
Paul, yeah.
Paul,
you
the bald
there.
Guy?
Yeah. So I just gave it to him.
Oh, yeah? Did he make a joke?
No.
No. Was he like, you must be Dave's dad?
He sort of laughed.
You must be very proud.
Yeah,
so fans of the podcast will remember the story that we told of our trip to Detroit, and we got my dad a shirt from the barbecue place that was recommended by my headshot photographer, Slow's Barbecue.
The shirt or the barbecue place?
The barbecue place.
Okay.
He was like, you want to get a good shirt.
If you want to get a good barbecue sauce stained shirt.
From the worst part of Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah, that place is like in the middle of all these abandoned buildings.
Yeah. Which you could say about pretty much anything in Detroit.
It's in Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So post-retirement, aside from the times that you have to drive to Toronto to drop off Dave's keys, how does a typical day stack up for Bob Barclay? What are you doing with yourself these days?
There's no such thing as a typical day.
That's a good answer.
So every day is different. Today I went to the gym, I went to the driving range, I did some work with sleeping children.
Today.
That's a charity.
That's a charity, yeah.
Wasn't literally you were working with sleeping children.
Sleeping children around the world's a charity, so I do lots of work for them. So.
Oh, and you are you allowed to talk about this yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just starting a new charity.
I
told Paul and Steve about this.
You're starting your own?
Yeah, we're starting our own
charity.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
This is an opportunity to plug it to our 13 subscribers.
Your 13 subscribers, yeah. I work for two charities now. So first charity is Sleeping Children. So we do bed kits for children around the world. So we go to 10 different countries. We'll do bed kits, which should be mosquito nets, mattresses, school supplies, clothes, that type of thing. So we give them out. So as recently in Togo, we gave out 5,000 bed kits to a whole bunch of needy children in the little villages. So that leads into the second charity we're starting up, which would be my brother Don and two doctors who are with us on the trip to Togo. So we're doing Support Education Togo, which isn't registered yet, but it'll soon be registered. And we're going to be building schools. So we have a three-room school that we're working on now with our local partner in Togo. And so the total cost of the school would be about $35,000. So we're going to be replacing basically these little huts with sticks and palm leaves, so every time it rains they have to close the school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, or if
it must rain sort of frequently.
That's right.
Yeah, they probably have like a heavy.
Especially in the rainy season.
Yeah, they have like. Yeah. They have monsoon season over there, don't they? Yeah.
Well, not monsoon, it's just a lot of rain.
Just a lot of rain.
Yeah. So it's sort of May to October, it's rainy season.
Where do monsoons happen?
It's tropical.
India?
Monsoons are India.
Yeah. There's no spillover monsoon.
Is this just the other side of Africa?
Togo's in like West Africa.
Is
right?
This
so
just
so
semantics
like,
here? Do they just call it something different?
Yeah,
in India,
there's a lot of Africa between Togo and India. Right?
Mm.
So,
yeah, geography.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're building schools, and then so the teachers are already there. So what happens too is if it rains, everybody goes into the current school rooms. There's about 100 kids in a really small room, so that's like impossible to work with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So then each teacher, like here in North America, like an elementary school teacher would have, 20, 25 kids, and over there, there's about 80 kids in a class.
Wow.
Yeah.
So not a lot of one-on-one teaching.
Yeah.
No, that's right. Oh, then some of the teachers, a lot of the teachers, don't get paid because they can't afford to pay them. So then the kids go out and grow pineapples and pick mangoes and give them to the teachers for pay.
Oh, that's
wow.
Nice.
Jeez.
They should probably.
So it's kind of
should probably unionize.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine if they did that here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so the teacher going straight. Home with no money, but like
just a car full of candy bars.
Oh, the Oreos go around.
So we're setting up the charity so that all the donations, if there is any donations, comes in, and 100% of it will go to build schools or for education in Togo.
That's great.
So yeah. Nice. What did you say? Did you say what it was called? The
Support Education Togo.
Support yeah. Education
Togo. So it'd be like Set to Go, right?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yes. Let me just write this down to get a visual support.
Well, we don't have a logo yet. You guys can work on a logo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm working on that.
So we need something like for the coffee mugs. And
right. What about the Blue Jays logo, but with the word Togo under it?
The Blue Jays logo, but instead, like the old school one, but instead in the corner with the maple leaf, the little Togo flag.
It has to be something educational, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
An apple, a mango.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Set to go.
So we need like a logo.
Alright. Paul's drawing a logo right now.
Yeah. It's
so far it's a line.
I'm trying to think of what I want
to
do.
We'll come back to it.
So with Set to Go, we've applied for our charity status, but that'll take 4 to 6 months.
So you're not really retired that much.
No.
You're just doing what you want to do instead of what Scotiabank wants you to do.
That's right. But Scotiabank paid me, right? So
yeah.
I don't get paid for doing
this. So we're grateful to Scotiabank.
Different kinds of pay, right?
Yeah. But in terms of sitting on the couch all day, you're not doing a lot of that.
No. So then I go golfing. I do my charity work. I do a lot of golfing stuff and more photography stuff now. So into Photoshop courses and photography courses when I was in Florida, so I'm getting up to speed. I do a lot of videos when I'm in Africa, so now that I'm back, I have to go and edit all my videos and incorporate the pictures into the videos. So.
Right.
With music.
Wait, so what do you do with Photoshop? Do you make humorous juxtapositions where someone's head is on someone else's body?
I can change your heads around.
It's like basically what happens in Photoshop, right?
I could put your head on top of Krista.
What? Oh, that would look weird. Mm. That's what our future child will look like.
Something so right about it, though.
Oh, is there a child coming, Dave?
No, distant future child, I should say.
Okay.
This is bombshell week on the podcast.
You're first.
Well, you know, when we get to our late 50s, we'll start thinking about having children.
Fathering an heir.
Good as time as any.
So did you guys talk about David's baseball career?
No.
I think we're about to.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
Is it this board?
Get ready to hear about amazing accomplishments.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this.
So Dave was joined the American Forces Baseball League in London.
Yeah, I was on the West Ryslip Red Sox.
Geez, you remember that? I didn't remember that.
Yeah, in London?
In London.
England.
So when we lived there for about 2.5 years.
Yeah, when I was like 12.
Yeah. So it was cool. So what position did you play?
Outfield, if I was lucky.
So I still remember two great plays Dave made, right? Once was the outfield, the ball was hit right at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it hit his glove.
Off the glove?
Which is...
Off the glove, yeah.
I think counts in Little League as a catch.
We saw Jason Nix do that today.
Yeah. So I'm pretty much the same level as Jason Nix.
Okay. Yeah, you could bat ninth for the Jays.
Yeah. I think, I was good at honing in on that one, but then I kind of got nervous about what would happen if I actually caught the ball.
You got the last second yips.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember that one. What was the other great play?
Oh, the other great play was he hit a double.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody stood up and cheered. I mean, I stood up and cheered. But and then he stopped at second when he should have.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did, like, some little kids just keep rolling, running, run right? Right.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
That was a great play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was...
Those are the two good things
I did. Two good things.
Again, similar to Jason Nix. Similar to Jason Nix, there was that one time he hit a double.
I remember one time I bunted and successfully sacrificed the guy over.
Yeah.
And my coaches were so excited that I did that successfully that, like, after that, they were like, we're going to try it again. But as soon as I went up to the plate, the other team yelled at each other, he's bunting! Everybody come way in!
Maybe it's because you're holding the bat.
Yeah. like bunting. I was about to bunt. Yeah, I kind of gave it away.
Yeah.
Then I think I even had the presence of mind to be like, I think they're expecting this. Yeah. And like, to pull it back and swing it. But
oh, you did I probably the struck out.
Probably didn't work out.
Pretty soon we'll be able to watch the golf. You have like a golf
what's
podcast?
You should start one.
That would be a shorter podcast.
You and Mom should start one. Yeah. And she could talk about Phil Mickelson and you could talk about all the other players.
Yeah, but she'd talk more than me.
Yeah, that's true. So it'd pretty much be a Phil Mickelson podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
And everyone's, oh, there are other players. Moving on.
It's like the Tiger Woods days, right? So.
Hey, Bob, let me walk you through this logo.
Keep it simple.
Basically, it's a lion on a $1 bill. And it says, support education Togo.
Okay.
And there's an implied or else.
The lion is pretty angry.
But there's no lions in Togo, I don't think. But
it's, cross that out.
Oh, there is.
It's in Africa.
Oh.
It's a way, the lions are up north. Yeah. Oh, Northern Togo.
Yeah, support education, North Togo. There we go.
There we go.
Is that what you're thinking?
Almost.
Okay.
Okay.
Why is there a line on the $1 bill?
It's Togo money.
25 pitches already.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Paul. Your favorite closer
is
doing well.
He's only my favorite closer.
You just like his tattoos.
I do. I love his tattoos. That's one reason. Would you rather Frank Francisco be in this situation?
Because we probably could lose him.
What about Octavio Dotel? How's he gonna do?
Bring in Lopez.
So he's
strike.
My favorite closer in that he's the best of a bad situation.
Who's that, Francisco?
No,
he's
it's Rush.
Francisco's a big guy.
Not this big.
Yeah. He's not as tall, but he's wider.
Yeah. So one more strike, potentially.
Yeah. This could all be over. Our long national nightmare could all be over. Strike.
Oh, come on.
What was it? All the runners are going to be running.
The one runner. And a bunch of people in the dugout. Just for practice.
Yeah!
That was a ball, too.
Yeah. It's a lot farther.
That's what Andino thought.
But, that's how
the umpire had fun to go
calling strikes all day.
I have stuff to do.
Andino is still screaming at the umpire.
Yeah?
What are they just hanging around? Oh, they gotta do their high five thing.
Yeah.
But I think they're distracted by the screaming.
Oh, I don't know. That looked like it might have caught the outside corner. Maybe not.
No. He was outside the batter's box.
That happened to so many times to Patterson today, though.
Yeah.
So.
Okay,
See, come set.
The Blue Jays win.
Yeah. That's our third podcast win after so many losses.
Mm-hmm.
We are 3-6 overall, man.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, the first 5 games we podcasted, Dad, we lost.
Well, maybe my being here brought you good luck.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you so much for doing it, Dad.
Yeah, good stories, at least.
Yeah.
Next time I'll bring some baseball jokes.
Yeah, come on over anytime.
Okay, so this has been Sunday Afternoon Baseball with Paul and Dave, and with us, Steve Pookin and Bob Barclay. All right.
Yeah.
We're out of here.
We'll see you next time.